Hi everybody, this is Tiffany Black again, and it's May 5th, and I'm having a really cool day. I'm really impressed. I went to this new website called Soap Crafters. Well, new for me anyways. And I ordered a whole bunch of things. This was Wednesday. I put in this order, and I just got everything in the mail today, which is Friday morning. I'm thinking this is seriously cool. So today, I am going to make hand lotion. I am getting the lotion base out of a container. This is a 32-ounce container, and it looks an awful lot like a whipped cream container. The funny thing is that the lotion is just about the same consistency as Cool Whip, too. So, yeah, you may want to put a Braille label on this. And it kind of, well, I don't know, it doesn't really smell like Cool Whip. But I suppose, if you know, it's a faint enough smell that if you weren't paying attention, you might be surprised. And I'm not going to taste it, you guys, sorry. One of you adventurous people will have to do that if you decide you want to. And don't blame me if you're disappointed. Okay, I'm going to get just a little bit more lotion, because I'm going to make about 4 ounces today. They sent me a sample of this scent that's called Sapphire Blue, and I'm very curious about it, so that's what I'm going to make the lotion smell like. It kind of smells a little bit blueberry-ish, plus something that I can't quite place. Okay, so I'm going to put my lid back on the... I almost said whipped cream, because I got my fingers in it, the lotion. And by the way, I put just a little bit of this on my hands when I was feeling the consistency, and it really, it's not a sticky lotion, it's just a nice kind of lotion-y feel. I think it'll be very good, and the reason I decided to learn to make lotion this month is because all this soap making and shampoo making and bath salt making is really drying my hands out. So, now I have something to deal with that little problem. Okay, so I'm going to put my lotion down here, lotion base. I have with me, also, from the same place, I'm going to rub a little more of this stuff that got stuck on my hands. I'm going to rub it into my skin. I have some hemp seed oil. Now, before anybody gets excited, they made a big point on the website of telling me this is not edible. So don't try it. And I'm just going to put probably about a capful of this hemp seed oil in. It's kind of thickish. Kind of oil. Okay. I also put a label on that because I've got some humectant for my shampoo that is exactly the same kind of bottle. And these bottles are big enough that I just put the label right on the outside of them. I'm going to kind of stir that around a little bit. And I also got some pipettes, which are basically they're eyedroppers with very long... I don't know what you call them, stems or whatever you call them. And I also got some just regular eyedroppers from the Soap Crafters place too. Very handy little gadgets. Probably better for measuring soaps or oils for soaps and lotions, because you know you only get, I think they said it's a milliliter that these droppers hold. Okay. So I'm going to pull out my sample soap, or soap, sample scent here. And I'm going to take off the cap. This is just, I think it's about maybe a half ounce or maybe even a third. It's a pretty small bottle since it's only a sample. And we'll just suck up a little bit. And we'll drop it into the... lotion. I'm going to put another squirt of that in because I think it doesn't smell strong enough yet. They say these pipettes are good for making when you make lip balm to get them into those little lip balm tubes. I suppose I'll find out. I'm thinking July. Because now that Rick's got me going on this burnless scented candle thing, I think that I want to learn that next month. Very good post, by the way, Rick. Thank you. And, okay, got my scent in. So I'm going to put my scent down, and I'm going to mix this up a little bit. Really does remind me of whipping cream. It really does. And because my sister really likes blue, and I'm going to give her a bottle of this, I'm going to get down in here and pull up my blue dye, which I have buried under all of my pipettes. And this blue is dark blue. I got this from the, what's the name of that site? Candlewick, the same place where Rick got his, gets his scents from. They also have a few soap scents and colors, and so I got their dark blue. And I figured, I can make, because they had a dark blue and a light blue, and I figured, I'll just use the dark blue, and I just won't put in as much for light blue. Well, you know what? Turns out, this is very, very dark blue. So, eventually, I am actually going to have to go in and buy the light blue, I believe. There's some blue color. Might be very blue lotion, but what the heck? You know what? My sister and my dad both like blue, so I will make them happy. I wish they would make a color detector that would work on liquids. Because right now what I do is I run to my mom and I say, "Hey mom, what color is this?" But I would love to be able to just have something that I could, you know, hold over the bowl or something without having to worry about getting the sensor glued up and be able to see what color I actually made it in my things. I can, of course, scan my soaps after they're hardened, but it's not always what I want. There we go. I think that ought to be very nicely mixed now. So, yeah. Just making sure I got the stuff going around the side there. And I did a silly this month. I went and I ordered some conditioner pellets, and I was going to order some of their shampoo base to see how it compares with the soap.com's shampoo base that I did last month. Well, you know, I remember looking at the soap base, but apparently I didn't put it in a shopping cart because it never made it into the shopping, you know, and I didn't realize it until this morning, and I go, okay, there's the pellets, where's the base? So, next month, I got a good laugh out of it anyway. One of my more silly escapades. And I have a feeling this is going to be another one of those things where the surface tension is just going to be a bit much that it's not going to go down through this funnel easily. So I'm going to take my pipette, a little trick that my dad taught me, and I just kind of pump it up and down, and it kind of slowly pushes the lotion down into the bottle. Yeah, there we go. It's moving nicely. I'm going to have very good smelling hands, I have a feeling. And these are, again, my 2-ounce blue bottles that I'm using that I also got for shampoo. But as I got a case of 50, I really don't mind using a few on lotion. Oh, and I found a thing, and I forgot to order it this month. But next month I'm going to order it. On brambleberry.com, there are these labels that you can print. And when they run through the printer, something about going through the printer activates something, and they become waterproof. And then you can put them on your shampoo bottles and things. Just a nifty little thing I found. Of course, I also found another kind of label I want, which is one that you can slip inside of a bar of soap, and then, you know, you can print a message on it, and then when they get down to that message, it dissolves. Kind of a neat little idea, I thought. I like fun little things like that to kind of spice up my things a little bit. Maybe this pipette won't work quite so well. It's taking forever to get this lotion to go down in here. In which case, I'll turn it over and turn the other end. Nope, that didn't work any better. But I am making progress. Oop, okay, rub this into my hands because it got all gooey all over me. It does smell nice. So anyways, there you have it. The quick and easy way to make hand lotion. And I hope you all have a fun day. And when I get my spray bottles, I'll tell you all how to make hand lotion. And when I figure out how in the world to make my computer go into what you hear mode, I'll show you how to use the Trailix web builder. I'm having a little difficulty getting that to work. So, take care, everybody, and have a good day. Goodbye.